And of course, we're now doing CEO Live, as it is Friday morning, a chance to hear from bosses from all sectors of different industries with a London focus. Today, I'm joined by the CEO of Neat Nutrition, Lee Forster, a premium protein that they sell in fitness studios globally and on Mr. Porter as well. Lee is a former GB swimmer. The company's main goal is to take things back, keep things simple, supporting every lifestyle with great products and additional advice. Thank you very much for coming into the studio, Lee. Good to meet you. First of all, and we talked about you, the fact you're a swimmer. Is that why you kind of like went into this role to sort of find this product and develop it?
Well, interestingly, not really. It was retiring from swimming and going into a completely different career. I actually went into the management consulting sector and turning it on its head and becoming a customer after having been in this environment of being in professional sport, having all this support network around you, it actually made me realise that there was this thing missing. The new trend for people, you know, the wellness is health benefits and people kind of focusing more on what their next marathon may be or when they're going to do their next triathlon.
Yeah.
And actually the misinformation, the lack of clarity on a lot of these products. It wasn't until I'd kind of taken myself out of that environment and gone into a very different career that you really started to realise that there was something lacking.
Okay, and you set this up with one of your good friends, Charlie Turner, 3 years ago. What's the sort of status of Neat Nutrition now? It's actually quite available in lots of places, isn't it?
It is indeed. And in 3 years feels like a lifetime ago now in some ways, but also has gone very quickly. We're available across all of Europe. We just launched into Scandinavia. I've actually just jumped off a flight back from the US where we were at a big retail and e-commerce conference out there looking at how trends are moving and what we're going to be doing in terms of that global expansion. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned before, we're available in some amazing places. We've a partnership with Net-a-Porter and Mr. Porter. We've got a global partnership with the athleisure brand Lululemon. And it's really helped to elevate the brand and make it more accessible for a wider audience. It's traditionally been something that's been very niche. And I think a lot of that has been through a lack of good quality information. Mm-hmm. And actually, one of the big things that we wanted to do was simplify that. You know, the market can be inherently confusing. And we wanted to strip that away and make it more accessible to a lot more people.
Now, you describe Neat as a premium, all-natural protein product. I mean, how difficult is it to develop that? And is it a tough market? I mean, who are your competitors?
There's a raft of competitors out there. It's a historically very crowded market. And it's quite difficult to enter, certainly as a new business. We'd never manufactured a product before. I'd come from a service sector and before that as an athlete. And there's high barriers to entry. It's actually very different. And when we started out on the journey, people really weren't letting you have the information that we wanted available to us. You know, we wanted to make it very transparent. We didn't want to hide anything. You know, these products historically have got a lot of ingredients in that people don't understand. And with people's mindset shifting and wanting to know what's in their food, what's in their supplements, it actually was quite difficult to get that moving originally. And we were one of the first to blaze that trail to do something different in that space.
Tell me about the cafe you have on Regent Street.
It's a fantastic location. It was our first physical location and taking this e-commerce business and making it a reality. And we have smoothies, a lot of little bits of additional healthy food and snacking and just showing people how you can use this product in very different ways.
Yeah.
It sits within Lululemon's European flagship store on Regent Street. And it's a little oasis away from the madness down there. And it's been very successful and we've run a lot of events there. We do a lot of talks and again, try and bring that education and information into the real space rather than it all just existing through our e-commerce platform.
You mentioned you've expanded into Sweden and Norway. Where next? What's the sort of like the next sort of step for you through 2018?
The US has been a big focus. It's very difficult owning and running an SME at the minute because there's just uncertainty everywhere you turn. You know, whether you're looking at the uncertainty in Europe or the inherent uncertainty that also comes with the US. But I think I always try and lean on the fact that you can deal with the known knowns and you can't deal with the unknown knowns. Yeah. And for us, it's really the expansion into the US that's our focus this year. And we've got some incredible partnerships that we're already starting to see pay off in that space, and just really looking to expand that and double down out there.
And, I mean, you kind of touched on it. We always ask about Brexit. It's you know, the uncertainty is a factor. Is that where you stand on your sort of position on it?
Yeah, I think it's uncertainty in many aspects. You know, the availability of the labour force, you know, what's going to change there? How's it actually going to impact us? The import-export, you know, we rely on an underlying commodity to make our products, and tariffs and subsidies and all of that. And it's something that's very hard to navigate through when most of the key news stories don't focus on some of the actuals that we might see turn out the back of it. So it's just quite a difficult one to think about negotiating without having a bit more information.